Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Vaccine 411. As the race for a COVID-19 vaccine continues, here are the numbers. 168 vaccines are in development, according to the World Health Organization and the New York Times. 139 are in preclinical trials, 12 in phase 1, 9 in phase 2, and 9 in phase 3. 3 of those are in China, 1 in the UK, 1 in Australia, and 4 in the US. 2 of those in the US are antibody treatments for those already infected that could potentially also protect from the virus. One Chinese vaccine has been approved for limited use in the Chinese military as phase 3 clinical trials on it begin. On this episode of Vaccine 411, no names versus newcomers, and one shot or two. First, the latest vaccine news from around the world. United States. Moderna has enrolled just over 4,500 subjects to begin phase 3 trials on their vaccine candidate. 30,000 total are needed to fill the trial. CNN reports the company expects to complete enrollment in September. China. CanSino Biologics will begin phase 3 clinical trials in Saudi Arabia with 5,000 volunteers. They're negotiating other trials throughout the world. The vaccine candidate has already been approved for limited use in the Chinese military. Switzerland. Moderna and the Swiss government have signed a deal for 4.5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine candidate. The amount will cover 2.25 million Swiss citizens. Italy. RiThera began phase 1 trials for their vaccine candidate at the end of July. The vaccine is based on an adenovirus that infects gorillas. Taiwan. Metagen and Dynavax will start phase 1 trials for their vaccine candidate in September. There are some unexpected leaders in the race for a COVID-19 vaccine. Newcomers like Moderna and Inovio are outpacing industry mainstays like Merck and Johnson & Johnson. But let's take a closer look and remember that story about the tortoise and the hare. Two of the leading U.S. companies in the race for a COVID-19 vaccine are Moderna and Inovio, neither of which has brought a drug to market, and both vaccines will require 2 doses, adding an extra office visit for patients and extra expense for supplies and transportation. Moderna was established in 2010 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They just entered phase 3 clinical trials and expect to complete their enrollment goal of 30,000 in September. Inovio has been around for a bit longer, 1979 or 1983, depending on who you ask. They're headquartered in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. They wrapped phase 1 trials in June, but they have yet to publish their data and are involved in a number of lawsuits. They plan to start phase 2-3 trials by the end of summer. Johnson & Johnson and Merck are both working on vaccine candidates that will take just one inoculation, and both companies have put multiple vaccines on the market over the years. Johnson & Johnson, established in 1886 in New Brunswick, New Jersey, just entered phase 1-2 clinical trials. Their candidate showed strong results in preclinical trials, producing a high level of protection. They hope to move to phase 3 in September. Merck, founded in 1891, also in New Jersey, has 2 potential candidates in preclinical trials, including the first oral potential COVID-19 vaccine. They plan to begin phase 1 trials for one of the candidates this month. Suffice it to say that whoever brings a safe and effective vaccine to market is good with us. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.